What's up, sunshine? Hope you had an awesome weekend and you're getting closer to your goals. If it feels like you're not this Motivation Monday, remember this. Tough times make us tougher. Flowers that can thrive growing up through cracks in a drive are better equipped to survive than those growing on countryside. We gain strength through our struggles. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10. And we start today with the latest scoop from Hollywood. The actor's strike is over, ending an historic 118-day strike that put a pause on TV production, messed with movie releases, and basically shut down a huge portion of the entertainment industry. At the heart of it all was the looming threat of artificial intelligence potentially taking jobs. But now, Hollywood studios and the whopping 160,000 actors represented by the SAG-AFTRA union, well, they've shaken hands on a new 3-year contract that the union is calling an extraordinary $1 billion deal with pay bumps, AI protections, and streaming bonuses and improved benefits. The actors first walked off July 14th with the Writers Guild Union. The writers sorted out their issues back in September, but production remained halted while the actors kept the picket line going, trying to hash out their contract details. So it looks like it'll be lights, camera, action once again in Hollywood. Here's our Brian Todd with more on the AI and other concerns that led to the strike in the first place and how it all got sorted out.
For nearly 4 months, stars like Jessica Chastain, Bob Odenkirk, and others walked the picket lines with their lesser-known colleagues during an actor's strike that raised serious questions about whether the movie and TV industry as we know it could survive. But tonight, a sigh of relief. Hollywood actors have reached a tentative agreement with the major film and TV studios to end the strike.
There is so much language in this contract that covers so much new ground that has never been in any other contract before.
Specific terms of the deal were not disclosed, and it still has to be ratified by the actors' union members. But according to a statement released by the union, the deal will give actors, the famous and obscure, a historic pay increase.
You have to remember, SAG-AFTRA represents 160,000 workers, and these are not necessarily big-time rich actors. A lot of these folks are just starting out and living paycheck to paycheck.
The agreement also gives actors better residuals for streaming programs. But at the center of the strike was the use of artificial intelligence, which Hollywood actors and writers have feared could someday replace them, or at least part of their work. The deal calls for actors to be able to have consent and compensation when an AI likeness of them is used.
They're intended to be protections that not only will make sure that our members have the right to control the use of their image and likeness today, but as the technology develops and grows in the industry, we'll continue to provide them with that kind of control. And it's so essential because it's really their persona that's being used.
The actors and writers walkouts, the first time both entities had been on strike simultaneously in more than 60 years, proved incredibly costly over the course of the last 6 months. In September, California Governor Gavin Newsom estimated the loss for his state's economy was more than $5 billion. While the actors are getting historically higher pay with this new deal, one industry analyst says there could be less work overall to go around for them in the future, because he expects the studios and streaming services might start to reduce the numbers of TV shows and movies they order to save money.
Next up, a story you're gonna love. An underwater volcano erupted off the coast of Japan to form the world's newest island. It formed on October 30th. It's about 100 meters in diameter, reaches as high as 20 meters, according to the Japan Meteorological Agency. There has been increased underwater volcanic activity in this area in recent years, but the agency says the formation of this new island is significant. It popped up along the Japanese archipelago, or group of islands, about 750 miles south of Japan in the Pacific Ocean, only half a mile, though, from the Japanese island of Iwo Jima. It doesn't have a name yet, so what would you call it? 10-second trivia. Veterans Day began with an observance that marked the end of what war? U.S. Civil War, World War I, World War II, or Vietnam War? The holiday observed on November 11 recalls Armistice Day, which marked the end of World War I. Now for a salute to the troops. Veterans Day in the U.S. is a federal holiday dedicated to recognizing the current and former members in all branches of the U.S. military. It honors the countless women and men who've served and sacrificed for the greater good of all of us, for the nation. The holiday is observed on November 11th each year, regardless of the day of the week. This year, it was Saturday. Many schools across the states, though, had Friday off to honor the occasion. In recognition of all who've served, CNN 10 is going to give a salute by exploring the 24-note bugle call referred to as TAPS. It's considered the nation's national anthem of remembrance.
Of all the military bugle calls, none is more easily recognized, more apt to evoke emotion than the bugle call TAPS. TAPS is our national song of remembrance. It's a bugle call that was started during the Civil War and is actually started as a lights out call, but today is used as a final farewell to our military personnel. My name is Yari Villanueva. I am currently the president of TAPS for Veterans, a nonprofit organization that helps provide live buglers for military funerals. TAPS for Veterans came about because we saw a need for live buglers at military funerals. In the late 1990s, a lot of the military bands were being downsized. And because of that, there was a lack of military buglers available to play at funerals. The electronic bugler has taken precedence over a live musician. And this is something that we thought we could address and something that we could do better. We could have a live bugler. That was the impetus for forming TAPS for Veterans. We thought that it would be great to honor all veterans with a live performance of TAPS and setting up a system whereby a family in need could reach out to us on our website and get a bugler so that we could honor that veteran. We have well over 1,200 buglers around the country who are willing to step up and serve. The emotion of a person playing it, the music coming from their heart, you know, that goes through the tubing out to the people hearing it is really important. A live performance is just so much preferable over than a recorded one. I mean, no one wants to go to a symphony hall and sit and listen to a recording of a symphony. They want to see and hear the live musicians playing that. We understand how important it is to have the recording, but it's really important and paramount that a live bugler be used, especially when you have one who's there willing to give their services to honor that veteran. And at the bottom line, that's what it's all about, honoring that veteran for his or her service to our country.
Today's story, getting a 10 out of 10, is one that I could talk about all day long. Longwood, Florida, Nicole Castro and family could barely wait for $45 worth of Taco Bell being delivered, but a big old burrito-loving black bear barreled its way to the bounty and broke away with the baggage before they could snag it. The bear was estimated to be between 300 and 400 pounds. That was nacho food, Bear. We've got two special shout outs on the YouTube version of our show today. Today we're showing some love to Union City Middle and High School in Union City, Tennessee. Rise up. Shine bright, everyone. Let's do this again tomorrow, shall we? I'm Coy Wire and we are CNN 10.